Good morning. Welcome everyone for coming on this very cold, rainy day in September.
大家早，托佛。今天这么冷又下雨，大家都来，真的非常感恩哈。
And thank you for welcome for those of you who are tuning in on the Facebook.Online, it's live streaming. And first of all, I want to take this opportunity to express my gratitude for everyone who have been supporting this center over the years. The monastics and also the volunteers' tireless effort in doing everything, both financially supporting the center and also supporting.The program as participants and also as volunteers. Without everyone's support, we won't have this wonderful center for us to engage in the practice. So I want to express my gratitude.
那首先我希望用这个机会呢来感恩大家法师们跟菩萨们义工菩萨们这么多年在这里护持这个道场在这里不就一直是不只是那个布施捐款，还有就是来参加活动，还有就是来当义工一直这样子大家来护持，让我们有这么好的道场可以在这里修行。那希望非常感恩。
And so today this is the second part of this talk.That I started giving in March, 6 months ago, cultivating generosity as a Chan practitioner.
今天的题目是在三月第一次讲的禅修者不失心的长养。今天是第二部分差不多半年前讲第一部分。
This has been a really wonderful opportunity. That's why I also want to thank you for being here. Without this opportunity to talk about this topic, I wouldn't have the chance to actually really look into some of the sastras to really look into this topic deeply. So I'm very grateful for this opportunity. And I will hopefully I'll get some feedback. And if you think that something I talk about is not quite right, I'd love to hear about it.
那非常感恩有这个机会呢可以思考这个题目。如果不是呢那我就没有机会可以去看一些经典跟论点来是比较对这个题目比较深入的思考。那如果我今天分享的有什么不对的我希望大家给我一些意见。
So,Last time we talked about, I thought I would spend a little bit of time recapping what we covered last time so you understand why I'm talking about what I'm talking about today.
那或许我可以用一点时间呢来讲一下三月的时候讲布施这个题目讲了什么。那这样子大家才了解为什么我今天是讲这些的哈。
So, back in March, I...shared with everyone that the teaching by Master Shen Yan about the practice of the paramitas, that he talked about the true practice of the paramitas, which includes the paramita of generosity, is to be free from self-attachment and self-cherishing. So what this means is that practicing generosity as a paramita,We are reducing self-attachment and doing so for the benefits of self and others, not just ourselves.
那上一次我有讲的几个其中一个非常重要的重点呢就是分享师父讲我们修行波罗蜜包括布施波罗蜜呢是这个修行是做什么的是主要是让我们可以呢可以少一点那个自我执着那个到我们完全可以就是离开自我执着的痛苦 这个意思就是说呢，布施修行布施波罗蜜呢，就是可以让我们呢减少自我执着，而是呢我们修行的时候是为大家跟自己的，不只是为我们自己而修行的。And if we think about this practice along this line, then we will see that practicing generosity, giving, is a good opportunity to observe how much self-attachment we have. We like to think that, oh, you know, I don't have that many attachments, maybe like, you know, my spouse or my kids, but other than that, I don't really attach to many things. That's what we like to think of ourselves. Actually, when we really practice generosity, we will find that we actually more attached than we thought. It opens our eyes to the reality of our attachments, to how entrenched and pervasive it is as a habit in the way we relate to everything. 那上次我们也讲到呢，那个修行布施啊，是一个非常好的机会，让我们可以去看到我们自己的自我执着。我是说这个修行是要我们去掉自我执着，可是首先我们修行的时候就可以让我们看到我们有多执着。我们常常会讲呢，哎呀，我这不是很执着啦，我没有什么，我都无所谓的哈。我这执着只可能就执着我的配偶啦，我的小孩啦，就这样子而已，其他我都不什么执着的。我们这样想哈，这样我们会这样就想的。可是呢，当我们真的是要修行布施的时候呢，我们就发现这样又执着，那样又执着，因为要布施要给其他人就很难，就发现我们对我们的东西，拥有的所有的东西有多执着，就发现呢这个自我执着其实是我们一个非常严重深那个很深根深的蒂固的一个习性。We talked about especially giving that which is difficult to give to really help us see this entrenched habits of self-attachments. I talked about Master Yunxin's teaching, which was based on the Mahaprajna Paramita Sastra, about giving that which is difficult to give, including those we don't have enough, things that we that's really dear to us, and also things that we have spent a great deal of effort in obtaining. That's like, it's mine, I don't want to give, I don't want to share. Those are things that are particularly difficult to give. 那尤其是呢，说要修行布施，不是很难很难去分享很难布施的东西。那应顺长老呢，尤其是在引那个大智度论里面就讲的，什么是东西是很难布施的啊？我们觉得不够的东西，我们自己就觉得不够，或者是我们呢很心爱的东西，或者是呢我们很困难，很用花很多心血才得到的东西，我们就会觉得这个是我的，我不想那个给其他人。When we have to push ourselves to give that which is difficult to give, we'll find how much self-attachment we have. 那我们呢，要就是让要就是这样子，是我们比较精进的修行的时候，让我们不只是布施，而是布施一些我们觉得很难布施的东西，那我们就会发现呢，有什么东西我们的自我就中心的执着是有多深的。I would also like to point out that sometimes we find it challenging to give, maybe not just because, maybe not necessarily because we're giving something that is difficult to give, but maybe we find it challenging because we believe that the person or the people we're giving to are not deserving. We don't think they're deserving of what what's being offered. And we might be stingy in the way we are giving, or we may not want to give at all. And that is also the opportunity for us to realize that we have these feelings of perhaps resentment or prejudice against these people that might be the object of our generosity.
那有些时候我们可能呢发现这个布施啊是很我们觉得有困难，可能呢不是因为我们要布施一些我们觉得很难布施的东西，或者我是有时间，或者布施给其他人没有问题，可是我们就觉得这个对象我们不喜欢这个人，这个这些我们觉得这些人呢、啊、或者这个人不值得我们布施给他们，哈，我们有这样子想法，对他这个人有这样子感受啊，所以呢我们就觉得哦我没有办法，我没有办法那个布施给给这个人或者这些人。那如果当我们在这个当这样情况去修行布施的时候，我们就会发现我们有这样子的嗔恨心吗？这个对一些这个人或这些人是有这些嗔恨心，或是有一些偏见啊，所以是一个很好的修行的机会。
So, in these instances, we will find that when we practice giving, even when we feel that this person doesn't deserve it, even when we don't like this person, we give anyway. We'll find that it is a way to let go of our resentment or resistance to this person. And we'll discover that we are the first person to be free from the suffering, from harboring this resentment and hatred. So we will realize that it is actually wisdom to stop causing ourselves suffering by holding on to this resentment, by just giving, even though we don't like this person. And it is compassion to open our heart and be merciful and maybe forgiving, even though maybe this person has done something to hurt us that caused our negative feelings. And so in practicing generosity this way is cultivating wisdom and compassion.
我们会发现呢，在这些的情况的时候呢，我们虽然这个人我们不喜欢，或是我们觉得这个人不应该就是不应该受到这些布施的，我们还是布施的话呢，其实呢就是让我们可以呢放下我们心里面这一种嗔恨心，对这个人的不满的心 的感受。我们发现呢，在那个当下就发现真正得到利益的那个人是我们自己，因为我们当下就不痛苦了，因为我嗔恨一个人是很痛苦的，我们就把这个嗔恨心放下，所以我们就会发现这个其实我们是在那个长养慈悲，因为不替我们制造烦恼就是智慧，我们放下这些嗔恨心就是让我们不要再那个痛苦，还有呢对其他人多一点就是愿意原谅他们，无论他们做了什么事情让我们不喜欢他，就是原谅他了还是布施给他了，这个是慈悲心。所以这样子去修行布施心呢，也是长养我们的慈悲跟智慧。Maybe I've been thinking about this particular experience I had recently in August. I can share with you. I was in Seattle in visiting my brother before I went to Vancouver to lead a retreat, the Dharma Drum Vancouver Center, and I was taking the train from Seattle downtown to Vancouver that morning,
And when I had reserved a taxi who came to pick me up at my brother's place, and I was on the taxi, and somehow the taxi driver took me to the airport, not the train station, different direction. And then I realized, like, where are we going? And he said, aren't you going to the airport? No, I'm going to the train station. And at that time, I was mainly concerned about being able to catch the train. And he was very worried about me refusing to pay the taxi fare because we were going to the wrong place. And if, of course, it would be additional fare than what was originally agreed on. So he was very anxious about it. And but he really tried hard to take me to the train station, and I got there and I was able to catch the train. Now you can imagine there was some very, it was about 20 minutes to before I got to the train station, after I realized like I was going the wrong direction and I might not be able to catch the train. And so I made use of this practice to notice how, well, even though this person really made a mistake, almost caused me this caused me to not be able to catch the train, but I was able to catch the train. I gave him the big tip and the additional fare that I was going to give him anyway. And so I did not have to suffer the resentment to him taking me a really long about route and causing me more money, actually double the amount of money for that particular trip. Okay. So, it was not a problem. And so cultivating, that's a way for us to remember, like, well, you know, someone made a mistake and it's like kind of really annoying and maybe more than annoying, but we give anyway. We are the first person. If that person was already punished by feeling very anxious about not being able to get the fare all that time, so we can give anyway and help that person not feel that they have lost the money, and they might be worried about being complained about from the taxi station. And at the same time, I didn't have to suffer the resentment towards this person. So sharing one way to practice generosity. In this way, even though we might feel that the person made a mistake and didn't deserve it. 那我希望呢，那个分享一下最近发生一个那个故事啊。我八月初的时候呢，在那个西雅图那边附近啊，就是啊，先看我弟弟，然后就是去法鼓山温哥华的道场带禅修啊，带禅山在那边。那个我就是要在那个西雅图那边坐火车去温哥华的。那我就在早上就从我弟弟那边坐那个计程车去那个西雅图市中心那个火车站。那上了那个计程车呢，计程车司机就把我带到那个机场那边，不是火车站。啊，不同方向的哈，那个就好远，到了好远的去了机场那边。我说我不是去机场哦，我是去火车站哦。那个时候你可以想象，就是那个时候首先就是担心那个赶不上火车了。那赶不上火车就我就没有有个要怎么要想办法去怎么样去带禅山了。那个司机呢就很紧张，担心我不愿意付钱。然后呢就是担心我会那个去投诉他齁、哦。那他已经很痛苦了。那个时候呢我就可是到结果呢这个司机还是很尽他的方法，就把我带到火车站，我还是可以赶上这个火车。那个时候就虽然这个司机好像就是绕那个很大的圈子，让我双倍的车费，那个是一个蛮就是可以怎么讲呢，就是可能大概都会心里一定有点低估了哈。 可是这个车费还是给他，还是给他蛮好的小费。就是虽然觉得他好像是做的不是很好的事情哈，还是那个愿意给他那个比较好的小费。就是这样子呢，第一个得意的是谁？是我自己，因为我就不用心里面觉得这个人怎么搞的啊，这已经心里面很生气啊，我生气就是我首先痛苦，我就不痛苦了啊。然后呢，就是让这个司机呢，他就是一直在担心他那个车费没有，小费没有，他还都收到了，那就是让他跟那个心安，因为也是一种慈悲。那就分享一下呢，这个我们平常常常都可以有机会修行的这个慈悲心，用这个布施修行布施呢来修行慈悲跟智慧的。
And when we cultivate generosity this way, similar to noticing our attachment, this is also an opportunity to recognize our resentment or prejudice against other people and how this habit causes suffering.
当我们要这样子布施给其他人的时候，我们也是一个机会让我们发现，哦，我们也会对其他人有嗔恨心的，或是对一些人是有那个偏见的。所以因为这样子我们觉得很不愿意布施啊，就发现呢是我们有这样子的习性的。
And without practicing generosity this way, we may not be aware of the depth of our resentment until we discover how much we resist giving to someone we dislike.
那我们当我们没有是当我们呢要修行去布施给我们不喜欢的人，我们呢才会有机会发现呢，哇，原来我心里面有这么多嗔恨心的，因为我很不愿意嘛，心里面很不愿意，很不甘愿。我们以为我都没有嗔恨心的，也发现是我们是还是有的哈，就发现就这样子。
This clarity allows us to see that it is our habit of perpetuating resentment and not the person per se that is blocking us from being generous. So we realize that in that moment we have a choice. We have a choice and that we do not need to keep harboring this feeling of resentment in our heart. We can just drop it and free ourselves from suffering. And that also at the same time be able to freely give.
那这个时候我们就心里面呢就可以有很清楚，比较清楚的可以知道呢，为什么我们不可以布施，不是这个人不让我不可以让我们布施，而是我们心里面这个一直在培养嗔恨心这个习性，是让我们没有办法布施。当我们有这样子的我们发现这个心里面有这样子事情的时候，我们就知道在那个当下我们可以选择，我们可以发现我们不需要一直在那个长养这个嗔恨心的，我们不需要，我们可以选择的，我们可以选择呢那个称当下那个称心就不要管它，不要相信它，就是这样子，在那个当下我们就离苦了，我们就离开那个称心让我们的痛苦了，那同时间我们就可以很开朗的去布施，没有问题。
So we were also talking mostly about giving our material goods like our money and maybe things, material things that we own, or our body, maybe helping people do things or like many of you here volunteering, or also along with that, our time. So that is one kind of giving.
那上月的时候我讲到主要就是讲到那个布施就是财施、啊、财施就是布施我们的金钱啊，我们的物品啊，还有加上也包括我们的布施我们的时间我们的身体，算好像大家菩萨来这边当义工的时候就是布施我们的时间跟我们用我们的身体还有我们的知识帮助来布施给其他人。
And there are other two categories of things that we can give in cultivated generosity is get the giving of Dharma. So the giving of Dharma is to share the understanding in the Dharma that we know with others. And also actually includes the knowledge that we have in our study and share it freely with others rather than hoarding it. Thinking that, oh, I want to be the only one who knows this, and make ourselves feel important. It's like, no, we just share it. Whatever we know, we share it with others. So that is the giving of Dharma. And earlier, before the talk, Judy was just telling me that that's what she, one of her practices. She goes to the doctor and she brings the booklet and to share with the doctor and make sure everyone knows about the opportunity to practice, to listen to the Dharma here. So that's also a way for you to give a Dharma.
那第除了那个财师之外呢，就是我们可以有法师，修行法师。法师就是呢，给那个我们懂得，我们懂得佛法，我们可以了解什么，可以跟其他人分享，也包括呢我们一些知识。那个我们知道的咨询，那有些人他们就是哦，我就知道接生机，可是我不告诉你啊，我不告诉你，就让我们好像让我自己觉得我很重要哈、啊，我都比其他人棒。那不是那个，如果不我们修行布施，我们都分享给其他人，知道的东西都告诉其他人哦。那刚才那个陈立坚菩萨就跟我讲了，他常常都是修行那个法师了，那个去看医生都是。就带那个这些的佛法的那个小本子给那个医生那边看，然后其他人到那边也可以有机会看到，然后碰到谁都哎，我们今天有佛可以听佛法啊，就是知道的知性，让大家有机会从佛法得到一些利益，都是跟其他人分享，这个就是法师。
And the third category of giving is the giving of fearlessness. The giving of fearlessness.
那第三种布施呢，就是无畏施施，无畏施。
The giving of fearlessness involves using wisdom and compassion to alleviate people's fear, which may come from oppression,or violence, or natural disaster.
无畏施的意思呢，就是用我们的慈悲跟智慧来帮助其他人呢。当他们在很恐慌的情况之下，可能是因为他们在生活在一个很给压迫的情况之下，或是因为他很暴力的那个环境。或是呢因为那个天灾那个到处都是那个失去家园啊，突然那些生活都是没有了，他们的所产生的恐慌，就是我们呢用我们的慈悲智慧来给他们让他们不再恐慌。
So, we can, in our daily life,we might think, well, I don't really have opportunity to do this, right? Like, everything seems fine. How do I practice giving fearlessness? Well, actually, you might be surprised that very often in our daily life, if we act with integrity, we act with integrity and honesty, and other people know that you can be trusted you can be trusted not to take advantage of them, not to hurt them, not to take advantage of their vulnerability. You are actually giving fearlessness by giving them this sense of safety and security when they are in your presence or when they are working with you. They feel that you are someone that they can rely on. So in our life, when we live with integrity and honesty, that is a way of giving fearlessness. And you probably know that that is not that easy to do all the time. So it is a form of practice.
那大家菩萨可能会觉得，我怎么好像生活里面没有什么机会那个修行无畏师哈，因为就是如果没有天灾人祸，我们住在这里好像没有机会哈。其实呢，如果我们想一下，其实我们生活里面蛮多机会的，在我们呢跟其他人工作啊或者做事情的时候呢，如果我们做人处事是很诚实的，很诚实的，我们不会呢找其他人的小便宜的，讲他们便宜的，不会呢，因为我们知道他们有什么弱点呢，就来让他们觉得有什么不安全的。我们有这样子的，我们处事对人是这样子，很诚实很诚恳的话呢，其实我们就是呢在修行无畏师了。因为其他人呢跟我们相处的时候就会觉得很有安全感，他们不需要担心你会骗他，你会那个让他们受伤害。所以呢在我们日常生活里面工作里面，其实我们可以常常那个尝试看我们可以怎样去修行不畏师。对，如果大家思考一下就知道，其实这个不容易的，在我们这样子的当下的社会的环境里面，就是要很诚实好好的让其他人觉得有安全感，让他们觉得可以他们很脆弱的时候他们是可以依赖我们的。
And today what I like to do is to focus onHow to investigate the mind as a Chan practitioner when we practice giving, when we practice generosity.
那今天呢，我希望用余下的时间呢，来讨论一下，作为一个禅修者，我们可以怎么样去去关照我们的心，在修行。布施的时候关照我们的心。So,
the question is, when you are giving, when you are practicing generosity, when you're giving or helping others with your time and knowledge, do you know?What is arising in your mind? Do you know what is arising in your mind? Because we can use this moment as an opportunity to engage in Chan practice of investigating our mind with the foundation of a stabilized mind from our meditative practices.
So, 这个我们思考的问题就是问我们自己，当我们修行我们布施的时候，就是我们给财师也好哈，或是法师或是帮助其他人，我们知不知道我们的起心动念，当我们布施的时候，我们有没有清清楚楚的知道我们的起心动念？因为呢，这个 当我们在做这个布施的事情的时候呢，那个当下其实这是一个很好的机会，让我们呢观照我，用禅修来观照我的心。啊，首先就是用那个安心的方法，不同的念佛啊、打坐啊，因为心安定的时候，我们就有机会可以啊观照我们的心。So
the first thing we can do is to cultivate this awareness of our attitude and mindset when giving. So when we are giving, what is my attitude? What's my mindset when we give? Ask ourselves these questions, or you can notice the kind of thoughts that arise in our mind when we are giving. Do I expect reward? Do I expect reward when we're giving? Maybe in the form of better fortunes, health, blessing. I'm thinking that, oh, like, okay, Buddha, like I give, I'm doing giving. And so like, remember, do what, or that maybe expecting that we will not encounter misfortunes as a result of our generosity. Do we expect reward? Or do I expect to be recognized as a generous person so that we can gain reputation or status in the community? Right? So when we're giving, do we always like, see, I am generous. Like, and let everybody, want everybody to respect us when we are as a generous, this virtuous, generous person. Do we have those thoughts in our mind? Or do we give in a stingy way? Like only giving what I was going to throw away anyways. Like, you know, if they were in my garage, in my basement anyway. So I'm giving, but I'm generous, right? I'm giving. But actually, this kind of giving is a stingy way, just an attitude. Right? Do we know that some of these thoughts might be arising when we are practicing giving? So in the Mahaprajna Paramita Sastra, this having these mindsets and attitude when we're giving is called impure giving. Impure referring to the fact that they are giving that comes with vexations, not mine. You might know that whenever we give rise to vexations, we give rise to suffering.
那我们可以修行呢，那个观照我们的心，看我们的看我们的起心动念。所以当我们布施的时候，行布施的时候，我们可以看我们是不是有希望。哦，叫我布施，我希望有这个得到什么东西，因为我行布施，我就可以得到什么的利益了，的好处了，或是福报啦，希望可以得到一些福报，或者是因为我布施，所以呢，我就不会有什么不幸的事情发生在我身上，有这样的想法，就是布施的时候希望可以得到一些那个福报报酬，或是可能是那个身体就健康啦，那个生活就顺顺利利啦，家里没有问题啦，就因为我布施是希望这样子，是不是有心里面有这样子的想法？或是呢，是不是呢，我们行布施呢，就是希望心里面可能有这样子的，可能不是很明显的啊，一点点啊，想到啊，我不是就是让大家觉得我好，慷慨啊，哈、啊，我就是让大家觉得我就是很慷慨、很愿意帮助人的这个人，就是让大家呢是愿意来喜欢我啊，或是那个尊敬我，希望我们在那个这个团体里面的地位是提高的，有没有这样子的这个想法？或是呢，是不是我们布施呢，是不是这个心方式这个心态是很吝啬的， 很吝啬的，就是呢，我们不是什么呢？我们只是不是一些我们反正都不要的东西，反正都是在那个在车库里面呢，都是已经好久没有用，我就拿来布施啊，我是好，那我送给你，送给你，只是这样子布施的，好，是不是有这样子的，这样子的心态？好，我们自己在行布施的时候，问我们自己，我们的心态是怎么样的？这个在《大智度论》里面呢，就讲到呢。行布施的时候有这些生态心态呢，他们就是叫这个叫是那个就是不这个这种的布施呢是有漏的，是有漏的，是不纯正的布施。好，有漏的，有漏意思就是说是这种的布施是有烦恼心在里面的。那大家记得了，凡是生烦恼心，我们就制造痛苦。为自己制造痛苦。Or, so I was talking about these different things that like, arise in our mind. Or do I give just to give? That give just to give. Grateful for the opportunities or circumstances that allow me to engage in this giving. This is our mentality. This will be, in the Mahaprajna Paramita Sastra would be pure giving for the sake of the path. 还是呢，我们在布施的时候呢，我们布施就布施，就只是布施，就是很感恩有这个机会呢，让这个机会那个因缘让我们可以布施。那如果有这样子布施的心态呢，那个大智度论里面就是讲的就是无漏的布施，就是呢布施就是为众生，为这个修道那个菩提道来布施的。So Master Shen Yan talked about giving with characteristic, the former kind, the impure giving that we give for rewards.Or to be recognized. Now, do not think, oh, then I don't want to give like that. That's how we give to begin with. Like, this is good. We're still giving, but it's limited. It's limited. Why? Because when we give with expectations for rewards or intention to gain reputation, then I said it comes with vexation. Is it, you can think about it. One is motivated by a craving mind. One is motivated by craving mind. We're craving for recognition. We're craving for reward. And when vexations are involved, suffering is created. We generate craving in the act of giving. 那师父有讲到的，这个就是这个有漏的布施呢，就是为了一些报一些福报啊，或是让其他人可以知道我们是很慷慨这一种心态呢，不是不好，是还是很好啊，比完全不布施好哈、啊，还是应该做的，只是是有漏的意思就是好的是有限制的，为什么呢？因为当我们有怀着那个期待心，期待报，期待福报，期待那个其他人的欣赏呢，来布施呢，我们那个时候呢，就是那个心态是因为是有那个craving Chinese is 贪心。是贪心来，我们是希望是又贪欲，我们贪这个福报，贪那个贪求这个福报，贪求这个其他人的欣赏，来布施的。那我们每一次在升起那个贪欲，升起这个贪欲这个烦恼心，就是会让我们那个痛苦的。
If we think about it, this may help us understand why sometimes we don't, even though when we are helping someone, giving, we don't feel joyful. Maybe we actually instead feel disappointed or angry because we didn't get what we were expecting. When we was like, we help someone, like, hey, that person didn't notice that I'm such a generous person. We're upset. We're giving, but we were upset. We're not joyful. Our expectation for reward or recognition was not fulfilled. Or we feel very tense, very anxious because we don't know. We were anxious about, like, how much will I be recognized? I'm being so generous. Like, will people recognize me to the degree that I should? We worry about what other people would think of us because we're doing it for other people's recognition. And do they think that I'm not giving enough? You know, I'm not generous enough? Do they think that I'm a show-off by giving so much? We worry, worry, worry. So it's not joyful and it's very anxious. Or when we give in a stingy way, the giving, you really think about it, the giving is done with an attitude of contempt, thinking that maybe unconsciously that, oh, these people, they don't deserve good stuff. They just deserve this little, you know, junky stuff that's sitting in my garage, right, that I'm going to throw away anyway. And then so thinking that, oh, they should be grateful that they receive anything anyway. Think about it. Think about the kind of thoughts we are cultivating when we give in this way. That that we are, this is a kind of poison that we are cultivating in our mind. And we are planting the seed of suffering when we give in this with this mindset. This is why it is impure giving. So, 这样子呢，或许就让我们了解为什么有的时候呢，我们是行布施，可是呢，行布施的时候呢，不开心的行布施，不快乐的。你就说，哦，有布施很快乐，为什么我布施的时候不快乐的？啊，还是或是很生气了，那个布施很生气，为什么？或许呢，是因为有时候我们布施的时候呢，就很失望。哎，为什么我们布施的时候希望其他人欣赏我？哈。那个布施希望得到什么报德，就是哎那个人我布施他们都什么报德，谢谢都没有讲，哇，好生气，好生气啊！我做了，我给了这么多，谢谢都没有，又没有说来表扬我这么多的布施，这么多，生气，生气，生气，没有不快乐，因为布施是因为什么？因为我们布施的时候是有这个期待的，还有呢心情呢是非常紧张的，哈。不是很愉快的，因为紧张什么？紧张我们在布施的时候整天在担心，哎，担心会不会受到表扬啊？那个其他人会怎么看我啊？他们会不会觉得我布施的不够啊？我是不是不够？他这么少啊？担心其他人啊？你布施这么多，是不是要那个就是要什么啊 ？show off 炫耀，对啊。这是整天在很紧张，很紧张，一直布施，一直很紧张，不是很快乐的，很那个轻松的心情来布施。那是为什么？是因为我们很介意其他人的怎么有没有表扬我们，我们有没有得到这个福报？哈、哦。还有呢，当我们呢是用一个很吝啬的心态去布施的时候呢，我们呢在布施的时候呢，其实呢。就会呢，可能是潜意识的想啊，没有经很清楚知道自己这样想，会觉得，哎呀，这个人呢，这是得到什么，有点得到什么东西已经很好了，他们都不是什么人嘛，哎呀，那我就给他一些我都不要的东西，他都应该很谢谢我了。如果我们布施的时候这样子的心态的时候，是什么心态？是什么？这个心态就是觉得其他人不是人。这个是心的一些毒，这是一种嗔恨心，在布施的时候是一直在长养这一种的嗔恨心，这一种毒啊，
在我们的心里面。当我们在我们里面种这些烦恼心、嗔恨心这些毒，我们当然就会痛苦，而不是那个心安、那个愉快的。
So as a Chan practitioner, we need to cultivate clarity about this, so that we're not perpetuating unwholesome habitual tendencies, such as craving for reward or discontent for the undeserving. So that we're not perpetuating these habitual tendencies that cause more suffering while we believe that we are being generous. We don't even know we are causing ourselves more suffering. Because that would be ignorance. That would be lacking clarity of what we are actually doing. With the, I'm like cultivating generosity, but I'm getting more and more suffering. We are confused. Right? And so that is what we need to do as a Chan practitioner as we cultivate generosity.
那所以作为一个禅修者呢，我们需要呢清清楚楚的那个心在这个宁静那个这个心当安定的时候呢，让这个心呢是清清楚楚的知道呢是起心动念，是有什么起心动念当我们布施的时候，这样子呢我们才不会在一直在长养这一些恶念，这恶念这些那个贪心啊、嗔恨心啊，一直长养它，让我们痛苦，让他以为我们是很那个刚开，哇，我这么好人，我一直在布施，一直在布施，其实我们是一直在长那个嗔恨心，那个那贪心。在一直在给我们制造烦恼跟痛苦，我们都不知道，都不知道，这样子就是愚痴啦。佛法里面讲的愚痴，都不知道自己是一直在给自己做，在制造烦恼跟痛苦，还以为自己是怎么那个大修行人，我一直在那个布施哈，搞不清楚。所以呢，禅修者是不是应该这样子常常？清清楚楚知道自己的起心动念在做什么。
Of course, it is good that we are giving. So again, it's really important. This is the first step. This is the first step. If we don't give at all, then we wouldn't even have the opportunity to cultivate this awareness of these more subtle mental activities as we give.So we gain insight into the habits of our mind and how we continue to create suffering for ourselves even though we are embarking on the Bodhisattva path. So in this way, we do not become discouraged in the practice. We may think like, well, I listen to the talk and I practice generosity, but I feel horrible after when I practice generosity, something's wrong, you know, this doesn't work. No. We understand that this is part of the path.Understanding that part of the path is that we will recognize that we have these vexations. We have attachment, we have craving, we have resentment, hatred in our mind as we practice, as we push ourselves to practice generosity. And this, when we recognize these vexations, we are actually on the right path, cultivating towards Buddhahood.
所以呢我们要记住呢虽然是有漏的布施，有布施还是很好的一定是比没有布施好的那个因为呢我们开始修行布施就是第一步。第一步呢就是呢如果我们完全都不布施的话呢，我们就没有这个机会呢，我们没有机会来让我们可以看到我们的在布施的时候的起心动念是有这一些的念头的，这一些心态的我们就会这样子呢 我们当我们修行布施的时候，我们呢就可以呢看到呢我们的心的习性是升起这些烦恼心、贪心、嗔心啊，然后就是然后给我们制造我们的痛苦的。这个是非常重要来记住的，因为有的时候一些菩萨呢啊，我学习那个学佛，然后我们学要学布行布施，可是我布施好痛苦啊，布施会很紧张啊，让我觉得非常失望啊。这个佛法没有用的，对我可能我不能修行。不是，我们搞清楚呢，这个是我们修行菩萨道的一个过程，毕竟的过程第一部分。因为就是因为你修行菩萨道来修行那个布施，才会有机会让你看到你心里面这一些烦恼、贪心、嗔心。当你有看到自己有这些烦恼的时候，才会知道需要修行。所以呢，其实当你发现有这些烦恼呢的习性了之后，就表示你是在这个佛道上面了，是正修正道，是清清楚知道有这些问题。So, 师父 also talked about giving with no characteristics, right? What I was talking about, the pure giving, which involves giving freely with no self-oriented motivation. So, when giving money or time or sharing our knowledge or skills, we give without expecting anything back. So,What happens is that we know that the opportunity presents itself for us to give or to help, and we happen to have what is needed. And we share freely, taking joy in the fact that we have the opportunity to give. So you can tell this attitude of giving is very joyful. It's not anxious. You don't worry about how other people think of you. So,What it is that giving is not a means to an end of getting rewards or recognition, but rather giving itself, it's joyful. Just giving. We don't think about what might happen. What would I get? And when we give this way, we are not motivated by craving for recognition or reward, and so we will not suffer disappointment or anger or tension.That I was talking about. So when we practice generosity with clarity of our attitude and mentality, then we can begin to unlearn those mental habits of wanting recognition or expecting rewards in the form of good fortune or thinking of others or being undeserving when we give.师父有讲过呢，刚才讲的这个有漏的布施哈，你讲到我们也可以修行无漏的布施，无漏的布施就是刚才讲的，就是我们布施的就布施就是布施，没有想到呢自己希望可以得到什么，就是当我们布施金钱啊，或者是我们的时间啊，我们的知识啊，我们。就是没有想到要得到什么回报的，这心态是怎么样？就是因缘就是有这个机会啊，有人有需要帮助，好、啊，有需要一些东西，那刚好我有这些这个我有时间，或者我有这个钱，或者我有这个技能，可以奉献，就是因缘和。那我们就分享啊，就布施啦，只是这样子呢，就是说哦，这个因缘，大家有因缘和让我们这个机会布施，就行布施这个事情啊、嗯，这样子的心态呢，就是不是一个希望不是一个手段来得到什么东西。手段不是一个希望得到什么结果的一种手段啊，结果可能是什么福报啊，或是其他人的欣赏啊， 而是呢布施本身，布施本这个事情本身就是很快乐的，很快乐的。那这样子呢，我们在我们用这样子的心态来布施的话呢，我们就不会不会有觉得很生气啊，或是很失望啊，或是觉得很紧张。就是呢，当我们修行布施的时候呢，当我们很清清楚楚看到我们的起心动念的时候，开始的时候是有这些希望得到什么的，或是想对其他人的想法的，我们看到，可是呢，我们可以练习，不需要相信他们，不需要，就是不是就不是了，不要加上啊，我在想我会得到什么啊，不用担心要得到的什么，没有得到什么都可以，都没有问题，我们可以学习的，学习这样子把那些我们本来的一些烦恼心的那些习性慢慢可以退减的。We can practice, as we practice this way, we can gradually move toward the practice of pure giving.那当我们这样子修行布施的时候呢，我们就慢慢呢，就是可以呢，往着那个无漏施的这个方向来修行了。And so we can integrate this practice of giving freely without expectation, and start experiencing this freedom and joy on giving this way. We don't need to wait. We don't need to wait. 那也希望大家呢去在我们的生活里面呢找机会，找抓紧机会呢来修行这样子的布施的心态，就是只是布施，不用不用想我会不会得到什么的回报，让其他欣赏的人。来让这样子呢给我们自己一个机会呢来感受这样子无漏施的一个快乐跟还有那个心的自由。So like you might have heard people practicing random act of kindness, right? Like you just give someone a smile even though they look very grumpy, you know, like they don't look very friendly, you just smile at them, giving.Or giving anonymously. It's like you give to someone and there's no way that person would know who gave them. And so there's no expectation. You cannot have any expectation of anyone saying thank you to you. So we can use this practice this way and watch our habitual tendency of craving for recognition and reward arise.Oh, like what if like, well, I'm giving, but I'm not getting anything. Like, you can notice that. These are just thoughts and feeling of anxiety. They come up and they go away. And we don't have to follow and believe and validate them and let them dictate how we live our life. 那或许呢在我们这里常常有人说我们是很可以找机会来这样子修行的。有些人说就是在我们日常生活里面就是就给我们的很友善的给人家笑一下，就算对那个人很不友善啊，非常的那个不会当你的朋友的，你还是给他笑一下，给他你的心或是呢在那个捐款啊，给一些就是不记名的，他不知道你给他给什么钱，给他什么帮助的，是这样子，我们就一定不会可以希望可以得到什么那个谢谢啦、感恩啦、或是报答了。好，这样修行，那我们呢，在这样子要让自己这样子布施行布施的时候，我们就可以制造一些机会，让我们看到我们的心。先是说 哎呀，我给，可是他们都没有，都只是给而已，给了就没有报答的，什么都没有，只是给了。那你就看到有这样子的心想，觉得哎，这在低估，然后就看到这些起心动念起来，然后是就没有了，不一定需要去相信他，去跟着他走的。所以有这些起心动念，可是我们不去再相信他，去跟着他走的话，他我们就不继续长养这一些习性了，是慢慢我们就可以感那个当下，我们就是让我们感受到 give 布施是可以很自由很快乐的。So in this way, we allow ourselves to experience just giving, and the joy and freedom that we can experience by giving with this giving in this way. And slowly our residual habits in this way, practicing this way, our residual habits of stinginess and craving for reward and recognition will become less and less powerful. They come up, but they don't necessarily need to dictate what we do. And we will be less compelled to act on them. And we can also see clearly how these habits of craving for reward and recognition, how they are not helpful. They only cause us suffering. We are able to see them more clearly. And so we will act on them less and less. We don't perpetuate them. And this is also why generosity is known as an antidote for greed and stinginess. So this is a form of medicine for our heart. 那慢慢呢，这样子呢，我们就可以呢，发现在我们这些心里面这些很吝啬或者就是贪欲啊，贪求其他人的欣赏或是那个福报啊，这些习性呢，就越来越减弱，越来越减弱。那个我们呢，就会呢，看他们会这些心起这些经验会起来，可是我们不会这么一看到就是跟着他，然后就是啊，我一定要得到什么。还有我们同时间会看到的这一些贪念啊，这些很吝啬的心态呢，其实我们自己会看到，其实是我们心里面的一些毒，是让我们那个痛苦的那个根源。我们自己是会慢慢自己愿意就不要跟着他，不要抓着他。那所以呢，为什么修行布施呢，是一种那个对我们的贪心跟吝啬心的一种解药，很好的解药。那一些这个贪心跟吝啬心是让我们很痛苦的。So when we practice giving, so I've been talking about practicing giving without, with no characteristic, not expecting anything. When we are doing that, we can also contemplate and cultivate clear awareness of how we view ourselves and the people we are giving to. 那当我们呢，我刚才就讲了修行这个无漏，修行无漏施，就是布施的时候没有想到要得到什么的啊，没有这个期待的。那当我们这样修行的时候呢，我们也可以关照我们的心，关照我们的心呢是怎么，当我们这样子修行的时候，看我们是怎么看我们自己，怎么看我们布施的那个人呢？ For example, do I think that I'm better than the person that I'm giving to? Who needs my help? Do I think that like, oh yeah, like I'm better, I'm giving you something, I'm helping you. Do I think that? Do I consciously or unconsciously put ourselves above the recipient
which in turn may lead me to act in ways that put down or embarrass them. Because we are not aware of our thought that I'm better than you, I'm giving you something, that we might inadvertently act in ways that diminish them. Or maybe do I give to the recipient in order to make them think that I am generous or to have power over them or to be able to control them or influence them. Right? This is a very insidious feeling that like I'm helping you, but there is this unconscious desire to be able to dominate. This person, to be able to control or influence them, because you just keep helping them. Outwardly, you look incredibly generous, but maybe there is this motivation of wanting to dominate this person. Okay. 所以我们这样子布施的时候呢，我们要关照我们自己的心呢，就问我们自己。 当我在布施的时候，我们有没有这样的想法，就觉得因为我帮助你，我给什么东西给你，我是比你好的，我是比你重要的，是把自己抬高了，我在这上面，我这样子给你，有没有这样子的感觉、想法？ 有没有呢？就是很潜意识，大概是很潜意识的。 因为心里面想呢，我是比你高，因为我帮助你，我给你什么东西。那因为自己不知道有这样子的想法，只是觉得我很慷慨，我在给你东西，就是可是呢，因为不知道有自己有这样子的想法，就是会做一些让这个人很尴尬的事情，我们把他踩下去，在言语之间。 或者是呢，有没有呢？当我们布施的时候呢，我们就是要很努力的让另外一个人觉得我们对他很好、很慷慨，然后呢，其实是心里面是希望可以控制他的，影响他的，就希望他一定要同意我们的想法。 或是做我们希望他的做的事情，可能我们是给他很多的意见，就希望他要听我们的意见，这样子，有没有这样子的心态？So we can see that if we have these motivation when we are giving. In relation to the person we are helping, that is not in accordance with the Bodhisattva path. Right? Bodhisattva does not think that I am helping you. Bodhisattva does not practice generosity. Think, oh, I'm helping you. Bodhisattva doesn't think that. Right? As discussed in the Bodhisattva Bhumi Sastra. 那我们可以看到这样子的心态呢，布施菩萨道跟菩萨道是不相应的。虽然我们是布施，可是我们当我们布施的时候，有这样子的想法，这样子的心态，有这样子的动机呢，是。不是跟菩萨道是不相应的。那在菩萨地论里面，那个不住菩萨讲呢，菩萨行布施的时候是不会想我在帮助你，不会有这样子的想法的。And you can see that there might be different kinds of vexations that one's giving rise to here. Maybe not greed or craving. But maybe, probably that too, but probably in addition to that, we're giving rise to arrogance, putting ourselves above someone else. And so this is, again, another way we're giving rise, we can be giving rise to vexations while we are practicing generosity and giving rise to suffering. And when we practice generosity this way, then we are keeping us apart from the person we are helping, rather than feeling more connected through our practice of generosity. When we just give and share, we would feel more connected with everyone else. But when we practice in this with this mentality, we are separating ourselves farther from them.
那我们可以看到呢，当我们这样用这样的心态来那个行布施的时候呢，有可能还是有贪心，贪心贪这些那个权力啊、影响力啊，也可能也加上一些其他的烦恼心，就是那个慢心啊，想到啊我这么好啊，我再给你帮助你啊，贪心慢心更多的烦恼，就是行布施的时候在那个生烦恼啊。当我们有因缘去帮助其他人的时候，是应该应该是让我们跟其他的众生觉得更接近的。可是当我们有这样子的心态来行布施的时候，觉得我比你好，我在给你什么，我们那个时候就是跟其他的众生越来越远了。
Finally, we can think about when we are practicing giving. We can ask ourselves, do we turn giving into a source of our identity? Identity. Meaning thinking of ourselves, I'm a generous person. I'm a generous person. I'm always a generous person. We are, by doing so, turning the act of giving, which really is the coming together of many causes and conditions. Giving cannot happen when no one needs help and you don't have what's needed to help and give and the opportunity for you to encounter someone who needs help. That's actually, the act of giving is actually the coming together of causes and conditions. But instead of seeing that, understanding that right view of emptiness, we are turning it into a permanent characteristic of ourselves by thinking that I'm a generous person. So this is another form of vexations we can generate by not cultivating right view, that we're, by not reminding ourselves of the emptiness of giving, the act of giving.
当我们在修行布施的时候呢，我们也可以那个关照问我们自己呢，修行我们有没有把布施这个事情呢变成我们的自我的身份的一个认同，一种想法，就是把我们想，我就是一个很慷慨的人，这就是我，我就是这样子。当我们是这样想的时候呢，我们就把布施这个事情，布施其实不是你一个人可以做到的布施是因缘和要有人有需要，那有人有需要的东西，那他们走在一块才可以有布施这个事情发生不是你一个人可以做得出来的。可是呢，当我们忘记了布施是这个线上这个事情是空的，是因缘和的，而把它变成是你这个人 的身份认同，一个我这个人，一种标志的时候呢，我们就是在制造另外一种的烦恼，就是愚痴、无明，忘记了那个所有现象，包括这个布施这事情，都是因缘和合，就是空性，忘记了，当然就是也会给我们造成痛苦了。When we are engaging in giving, we are cultivating this idea that I am being generous, I'm a generous person, then we would not be cultivating non-attachment. We will actually be strengthening our self-centered attachment.And with this self-centered attachment, we are more likely to do harm to others, even though we think we are being generous. One common way we can do help harm to others is that, because I'm so convinced, so deeply believe I'm the generous one, like I'm the one who gives, then we do not allow others opportunity to practice generosity. So when they want to help us, we refuse. So I'm the one who give, like you don't give me, I give. This is actually very strong self-centered attachment. I'm the one who give, you don't give me. And not only are we depriving other peopleThe opportunity to practice generosity, in the process, we might hurt them. Like they think, well, I cannot help you do this because I'm useless, because I am inferior, I'm not worthy. What are you saying that I'm not worthy enough to help you? I'm not worthy enough to give? We have no idea. Actually, we can really hurt someone very deeply by...holding on to our sense of being the one who gives, this very strong self-centered attachment of this identity. And this is much more subtle set of thought pattern that we as Chan practitioner, we can cultivate more clear awareness of with aStabilized mind. We can see, oh, wow, this is what I'm doing. And this actually is not only does it cause me suffering, because we are not allowing ourselves to receive help, which sometimes we may really need, but we are actually hurting others by not letting them help us. Now, 当我们呢这样子在修行布施布施的时候我们是在长养这我们是想到我是一个很看看这个人很看看就是我好这时候呢我们呢其实呢就不是在放下这个执着而是越来越执着我们是在加强我们的自我中心的执着当我们有很强烈的自我中心的执着的时候呢我们就很容易做一些伤害其他的人的事情我们还以为自己很尴尬我们都不知道可是呢可以做一些很伤害其他人的事情这个其中一个常常会见到的就是有一些人就是觉得哦，我是很慷慨的我是给我帮助人没问题我给人其他没问题我是一个给其他人的我不接受的啊！你不要给我你不要帮助我我是这个是很强烈的自我中心的执着的身份认同当我们有这样子的心态的想法的时候呢你就说 我就很喜欢帮助人啊，有什么问题哈？可是当我们细心想一下，我们这样子对其他人的时候，我们就不愿意让他们来帮助我们，就是我们不愿意给他们行布施的机会啦。啊，我们整天就是我要行布施啊，你不可以行布施，哈，这是不是很自私？哈，还有，除了这样子之后，我们觉得你不要帮助我啊，我不要这，你不要帮我，可能会让他们其他人觉得我，你是不是觉得我有什么问题？是不是你觉得我很没有用，很不配来帮助你？你是不是这样想？所以为什么你不愿意让我来布施帮助你？他们可能不会来问你这个问题，可能他自己心里面就这样相信，是不是让他们心里面受得很大的伤害呢？我们还不知道，还支持在坚持执着自己是布施的人，我布施，可是我不受其他人布施啊。
So if we allow ourselves to remember the teaching of emptiness, then we will be able to see that the act of giving is not about the person, it's about the coming together of causes and conditions. Sometimes someone else needs help and you happen to have what they need, then you know about their needing help, you're the one who is helping. Some other time, you're the one who needs help and someone else happens to have what you need and they know of it, and then you are the one receiving help. And when we are able to remember this teaching of emptiness this way, then we'll know, we can see that we sometimes give, we sometimes receive, and how we are truly, truly interdependent on each other. 那当我们呢常常记得那个所有现象都是空的这个叫佛法的教导的时候呢，我们就会记得布施这个事情也是空的，就是有些时候有，就是像要有人有需要帮助，你刚刚有那个人需要的东西，那你知道你就帮助这个人了。与其另外一个时候，就是你需要帮助，有其他人有你需要的东西，那他知道你需要帮忙，他就给你布施了。就这样子，我们是互相帮助的，我们是其实是常常都是这样子，不是只是我布施。当我们这样子认知，这样子记得的时候呢，我们是真正的会体验到，我们真的是跟所有众生是一体的，是互相依赖、互相帮助的，这个就是空性的真正的实现。So, I hope this helps you understand how we can use charm practice to cultivate generosity in order to stay on the cultivation of bodhisattva path.So that slowly we move towards the practice of giving with no characteristic that gives us joy and not suffering while we help all sentient beings.
那希望呢今天可以让大家了解一下怎么样可以呢用禅修来帮助我们那个修行布施波罗蜜慢慢呢让我们可以呢走向那个无漏施的这个布施。那这个菩萨道的布施，这样子慢慢呢，我们就是可以布行布施是很快乐的事情，还有这不是痛苦的事情，还有呢，同时间是让所有的众生利益。阿弥陀佛。
Thank you.